no law at all in Deadwood. Is that true?
No law can make it respect. Where only the few survive and many are forgotten. It's Deadwood Radio with Earl Brown. And it's only here in Outlaw Country.
Hey, you're listening to Channel 63, Outlaw Country, on Sirius Satellite Radio. It's that time of week again. This is Deadwood Radio, featuring cast members of HBO's ragtag, vulgar, and violent western, Deadwood. I'm Earl Brown. I play Dan Doherty on the show. And my co-host this week is...
Jim Beaver. I play Ellsworth on the show.
That's right. Rumor has it we're going to have some special guests in here today.
I've heard that rumor.
Yeah, I hear the testosterone flow might get ebbed a little bit.
Well, I don't know about that, but...
All right, we're going to start off with some songs about Deadwood. It's a good way to get the ball rolling, don't you think, Mr. Beaver?
There's songs about Deadwood?
Oh, there sure are. Yeah, we're going to play a song by Nancy Griffith called Deadwood, South Dakota, a song by Big and Rich called Deadwood Mountain, and a song by a little band called Sacred Cowboys called the Deadwood Hoedown.
Sacred Cowboys. I heard of that one.
And on down the road just a little bit from Manhattan, 100 years back down the road, in a little town out west in a saloon something like this one, where some news from a newspaper clipping made everybody's head turn. And the concerns of the day weren't much different than they are now. Except it was 100 years ago. Well, the good times scratched a laugh from the lungs of the young men in a Deadwood saloon in South Dakota afternoon. The old ones by the door with their heads to their chest, they told lies about whiskey on a woman's breast. Yes, and some tell the story of young Mickey Free. He lost an eye to a buck deer in the Tongue River Valley. Oh, and some tell the story of California Joe. We sent word to the black kids there was a mountain of gold. And the gold she lay cold in their pockets, and the sun she sets down on the tree. As he pleases. As some flat shoot fool from the east comes a running with some news that he'd heard in some St. Joseph paper. And it was drinks all around, 'cause the news he was telling was the one they'd called crazy, had been caught in. Easterner, he read the news from the paper, and the old ones gathered closer so they could hear better. And it says here the crazy horse was killed while he was trying to escape, and it was sometime last September, and it don't give the exact date. Pleases where the white man does as he pleases. whiskey and women and cold nights on the plains, Lord, and fighting those Indians. And the Easterner, he says he'll have one more before he goes. He gives the paper to the crow boy who sweeps up the floor. He wants to, if he pleases.
Calamity Jane, don't bring me no flowers. dead upon that dirty floor. Explaining such a murderous insanity takes copious amounts of poetic profanity. Twist, do the dead wood twirl, do the dead wood sweep, do the dead wood swirl. True expression requires vivid words and nouns. So do the dead wood. Hold down. Do the dead wood twirl. Do the dead wood sweep. Do the dead wood swirl. True expression requires vivid verbs and nouns. So do. Do the dead wood twist. Do the dead wood twirl. Do the dead wood sweep. Do the dead wood swirl. True expression requires vivid verbs and nouns. So do.
Deadwood Radio, that's what you're listening to here on Channel 63, Sirius Radio, Outlaw Country.
For the last few weeks, I've been promising you special guests, and boy, we've had them. I've had Saul Starr co-hosting. I have had Woo. I have had Al Swearingen. I have had Johnny Burns co-hosting. Now Jim Beaver's here today, the one and only Ellsworth, and we got some special guests.
Do we?
Yeah, our special guests have suddenly gotten a lot more attractive.
Than me?
I don't know. That cop mustache looks mighty fine, Jim.
Yeah,
but it doesn't come anywhere near the beauty of Joni Stubbs. Kim Dickens sitting right over across at the end of the table. Say hello, Kim.
Hello. How you fellas doing?
And right there is Robin Weigert.
I'm just sitting here marveling at Jim Beaver's radio voice.
I want you to just talk dirty to me, Jim.
Well, we heard your radio voice in the middle of Deadwood Hoedown. You heard the cussing breakdown, and that was the one and the only Calamity Jane. Y'all, thanks for coming today.
Ah, it's a pleasure.
You're welcome.
You know what I like about this radio station?
Mm-mm.
Ain't no goddamn narrow playlist. You don't hear the same song over and over again, and just about anything goes. If it's even remotely sounding country, they play it. It can be from Doc Watson to Molly Hatchet, and it's on this station. So we take the opportunity to play some of our songs, play songs from bands you know, play songs from bands you don't know, some bands you're gonna know. Friends, neighbors, your daddy writes music. I know that.
My daddy writes music, and he's a singer, country music singer, and I brought a song to play later, maybe.
All right, we'll get to it. We do a segment where we like to shine the spotlight on friends of ours, mostly bands that we play with here around L.A. But right now, let's play. You've got the...
I brought one for my friend, too, Allison Moore. It's called A Softer Place to Fall. She won a Grammy with it, and let's take a listen.
Daylight has found me here again. You can ask me anything but where I've been. Things that used to matter seem so small when you're looking for a soft place to fall. Don't misunderstand me, baby, please. I didn't mean to bring back memories. You should know the reason why I called. I was looking for a soft place to fall. Looking for a soft place, nothing more than a smile. Of a love that ended long ago. Looking for a place to hide, a warm bed on a cold night. I didn't mean to hurt you, no. Looking out your window at the dawn, baby, when you wake up, I'll be gone. You're the one who taught me after. Voice keeps hitting me in the head. I remember when you told me you
was wrong thinking things like that. You might take time to reconsider what my plans have been. Cause when the girls walked by, I could see that you didn't really ever want to be with me. Out the corner of my eye, you were saying hi, you never satisfied. Cause you don't have a heart. Said the word and I'd start to crawl. What a fool believes in is the everything. Oh, must have had a head made out of wood. I wasn't thinking with my brain like I know I should. My heart led the way, but I'm not ashamed. Cause when a woman's blind to all the heartaches, she never knows the price she's gonna have to pay. You stole my heart and took my pride, but I'll survive and come out. Cause you don't have a heart.
You don't have a heart.
You don't have a soul. You don't see things clear.
You don't have a heart.
And baby, I'm too old to teach you about love.
You don't have a heart.
I'll get down on my knees. I wish you the
no
best
heart, baby.
But it's time for me to leave. What we all sow, your time's come and you don't even know. It's worth the wait to watch you burn. I'm front row center as the table turns.
Telling you yes. And making no fucking apologies. And saying,
one more question in that tone will collect your broken jaw.
John Trudell. Wild American. You're the one they never tame, 'cause you stood your ground and they could not make you change. You're the warning they still don't understand. Watch your back now, they'll kill you if they can. When they burn your brother down in the name of freedom, I don't care if that's left or right, it's wrong. If that's all they can do, then you don't need them. You're the one wild American. Steve Earle. I remember it was something that you said. Put your picture in the paper and a price upon your head. You said, brother, if you really give a damn, just remember we're all sons of Abraham. Sing a sadder song of freedom, slowly sinking with the sun, waiting for a burning star to lead 'em. You're the one wild American. Sing a sadder song of freedom, Merle Haggard. Slowly sinking with the sun, Willie Nelson. Heroes happen when you need 'em. You're the one wild American.
Thank you.
It's Outlaw Country, Deadwood Radio, cast of Deadwood. Playing songs, telling stories, talking about our TV show. I don't know if you tuned in last week, but the stakes have been upped. And our special guests, right over there, Kim Dickens, Joni Stubbs.
Yeah.
You got rid of the Shay and me.
Mr. Langreesh came into town, the theater impresario, and he gave me an offer I couldn't refuse.
Mm-hmm. And Calamity Jane, she's drunk again. You know, the
there's a surprise.
You can always count on her.
I'm drunk. Wish I was right now, as a matter of fact.
Did you cuss in the episode?
I might have said a few dirty words, I think, in this one. I'm not sure, but it's my hunch that I might have said something.
It's a pretty good idea that you're going to drink and cuss in everyone.
I mean, if you put good money on it, I.
Now, the real heartbreaking turn events happens here. When the stewardship of when Alma thinks she's shedding the mortal coil.
Yeah, she gives me a hearty handshake and tells me everything's going to somebody else.
Well, next week, there's always hope. Next week.
Yeah. Next week, there is some hope.
That's right.
Momentarily.
But that's next week, not this one. Anyway, you're listening to us on Channel 63, Outlaw Country. Let's see. Lynyrd Skynyrd. Mm-hmm. How about that?
Lynyrd Skynyrd.
And then C.W. McCall. But it ain't the C.W.
Your best. I don't swim in that shit.
Well, Interstate 80, we was cutting the fog, just me and old Sloan. Old Sloan's my dog. We had an 18-wheeler with 10 on the floor and stereo, laying a strip. And then we spied a sign that says eat gas now. We decided to whip in and pick up some chow at the old home filler up and keep on a truckin' cafe. Looking for Mavis.
The old home filler up and keep on truckin' cafe.
Now we've been every place between here and South Sioux, and we've seen us a truck stop waitress or two, but this gal's built like a burlap bag full of bobcats. She's got it together. While she filled my tank, I said, thank you, honey. Name was Mavis, I gave her the money. Old Sloan just sat there watching and wagging and wishing. I says, you wait in the truck, boy. Then I went inside. She says, what'll it be? It says, a cup of your best and a number three. She came back with an order to go and a quart of hot sea and a bone for Sloan. I said, much obliged. Old Sloan give a bark. I left her a buck and he left his heart. And the old home filler up and keep on a truckin' cafe.
Oh, the old home filler up and keep on a truckin'. Oh, the old home filler up and keep on a truckin'. Oh, the old home filler up and keep on a truckin'.
Well, Saturday night, and we was trucking along. Yeah, me and old Sloan was getting it on. I said, Sloan, I've been thinking on a getting up a courage, and tonight's the night. Well, I popped the clutch, gave tranny spin, took the BB Town Ram, and slid on in to the old home filler up and keep on a truckin' cafe.
Oh, the old home filler up and keep on a truckin'. Oh, the old home filler up and keep on a truckin'.
It never closes. Well, I got me stool, took a load off my shoes, made Mavis an offer that she couldn't refuse. She says, how'd you like to go for a ride with me and old Sloan? I just had my truck washed. She allowed us out, sounded like a whole lot of fun, but we was gonna have to wait until the dishes was done. And was it all right with me if she brought along her mother as a chaperone? I said, why not? Well, we geared that tranny into super low, and the four of us went to see a picture show. Yeah, I took him to the drive-in theater over by Pisgah to see True Grit. Saw the late, late show, old Sloan hit the sack, and then along about 2 o'clock, I hauled him on back to the old home filler up and keep on the truckin' cafe.
Oh, the old home filler up and keep on
the
truckin'. Oh, the old home filler up and keep on the truckin'. Oh, the old home filler up and keep on the truckin' cafe.
8 stools and a promise. Got a real nice place there.
Fire, son. I said,
that Roger Miller grabbed the phone. He said, dang, we drive them 18-wheeler, boy. You're the king of the road.
Listening to Deadwood Radio in Outlaw Country, Channel 63, Sirius Radio.
Oh, come on.
What do it the right fucking way.
Come on.
You're listening to Deadwood Radio in Outlaw Country, Channel 63, Sirius Radio.
That's right. That's Calamity Jane. And I'm Dan Doherty.
And I'm Jim Beaver, playing Ellsworth.
Jonas Dubs.
And we are indeed in Outlaw Country. You might notice we like to have a little bit of fun. It's an incredible group of people that I've had the chance to work with for 3 years. Hopefully the future will hold some more years for us, but we've created quite a family.
That's the truth.
Mm-hmm.
Word.
I second that.
Talked about in the past, we play shows here with some of us play music with bands, and it's kind of an open forum at the Knitting Factory, so anyone involved with the show can get up and perform. We've had everything from Jerry stand-up to our bands to Jim doing a cappella Rawhide.
I have a Jerry Jewel story to tell, which is right after, you know, that song, it's hard out there for a pimp,
yeah.
Right after that one,
yeah.
Thing. She came in, she started singing, it's hard out there for a gimp. It's pretty good, right?
Yeah. It's speaking of family, let's play some songs by a family. We'll play a song by the mama, one by the daddy, and then one by their son. This is the Jennings family.
I feel I belong.